Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. He is Coach John Spezia.
Good morning. Looks like we're doing a little memory lane travel as we look at Chad's shirt, as we see Joe Garagiola, one of the big-time announcers for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Harry Carey. Well, we know about Harry Carey. I mean, he was at St. Louis until he's... Well, we won't say what happened. And Jack Buck. And
allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. And if you were on the hill in St. Louis, Joe Garagiola and the great Yogi Berra, who played for the Yankees, grew up together.
I'm going to guess there's probably a wealth of talent. If you have those two coming from that neighborhood, I'm sure that there's some that were maybe just under them that probably did pretty well in life, whether that was in sports or in industry or... If that's the standard, I always enjoy going to the hill whenever I'm down there. I don't do it enough in my adventures in St. Louis, but some good restaurants there. It's a nicer neighborhood.
Yeah. I'll be in St. Louis in July. I got to do a camp at the Air Force Base, so we'll find out. See my good buddy Jay Harrington down at Southwestern Community College, and maybe spend some time with him. But yeah, we're a little memory lane. Jack Buck, Harry Carey, and Joe Garagiola. Yeah,
it's an old KMOX, which of course popular St. Louis staple for many, many years. Just an old ad that I think was at one
Sorry
time
for you
in
all
a
you
magazine
Cub
or a
fans, but the Bird Dog's got his red on.
I
and
mix it up, so you know.
You mix it up a little bit, yeah.
I'm a Sox fan.
When are you going to put on a Yankee?
That's never going to happen.
I'm a great Yankee fan. In center field, the great Mickey Mantle, and right field, Roger Maris. First base, Moose Garn. Second base, Bobby Richardson. Shortstop, Tony Kubek. Third base, Clay Sport. And behind the plate, the great Elson
Kubek
Howard.
Kubek had a great the baseball to television transition as well.
Yeah.
I think him along with Garagiola, you had.
But there couldn't have been any better than Pee Wee Reese and Dizzy Dean.
Right. You got
as that guy just slid into second base.
Get some Kurt Gowdy action in there.
Yeah, there's another guy who used to do the NCAA tournament.
I know Pearsall did Sox games. Did he translate over the national scene? It seems like he was maybe one of them that did, but Jimmy Pearsall?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy Pearsall in his later years lived in Arizona next to a friend of mine, Brad Davis, and they used to play golf together. If you remember, there's a book.
Is that basketball, Brad Davis?
Yeah, the Brad
Played
Davis.
For the Mavericks for a little while?
No. This is Brad Davis, who used to officiate from Potomac in this area.
Okay.
He's retired in the Arizona area, and he was up here a couple weeks
ago. It's a legit question. Yeah, I mean, you have all kinds in your circle, and sometimes those kinds, make their way onto an NBA roster every now and then.
Yeah,
so.
Right. You know, that's coming up before too long, the NBA draft. And we all know probably Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one draft pick. They say that, but there's another guy at Rutgers they say could be the other one. So it'll be interesting.
I keep forgetting about that guy from Rutgers. Everybody, I mean, he was getting some hype during the season.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I would not be surprised if Cooper Flagg ends up with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Think about it a little bit. You dump
Luka.
Luka.
Yeah.
And now you're going to bring in another superstar. Of course, Cuban got out of it, so he's not there anymore.
I know everybody's looking, okay, you know, there's a scenario at one time where you could have had Doncic in this situation. You could have had Brunson in that situation. You had Carlisle as the coach at one time. Had you just kept that nucleus together, what would have been?
Right.
As it stands right now, knowing that you've got Cooper Flagg coming out likely the number one, you have Anthony Davis, who went rough and tumble with all those years in New Orleans as a number one pick, being the guy.
Yeah.
If you can even utilize him to mentor the next number one pick, being like, look, I went through the ringer whenever I got picked number one. That's where his value is right now. Because I think we can all agree, Anthony Davis is well past his prime, well past his peak.
Well, you also got Kyrie Irving still there, and you also have Thompson that played with the Warriors, who's mm-hmm. probably one of the best, you know, move without the basketball jump shooters sure. that ever played in the NBA. I mean, there's a lot of great ones, but you can't match what Thompson did. Where I think he had maybe in the game, I forget what it was, they counted mm-hmm. the least amount of dribbles to get 56 points in a game. So. I mean, which is
that sounds like a Stu Scott stat from the late Stu Scott for ESPN. That they're going to sit there and put all type of qualifications on a stat just to make it sound better than what it is. So.
Well, you know we're closing out with the baseball season. Obviously, we go back. We can read about the regional stuff. Obviously, in Class 1A. At Milford, GCMS, Ford, and the Milford Bearcats.
Well, hold on. Before we dive in.
Oh,
we got sponsors. We got sponsors.
I thought you just gave
the
sponsor.
I didn't. No, I gave our presenting sponsor. I'm telling you, but that's what happens whenever we kind of go off on a tangent. You know, I mean, we just throw out the script. We don't need it. Oh, there we go.
That's why you bring me in, Bird
that's
Dog.
That's why. That's why. It's a great, let's put it this way. It's an off-ramp to another adventure. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we've had some people call and say, hey, you got the Bob and Tom show. So.
Yeah, the Chad and Coach show.
Yeah.
We've got our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County, like it never even happened. Make sure you reach out to ServPro if you've got some of those messes that you want to unmess. Good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. The good folks at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware. Make sure that you say hi to Fifi the cat and our good buddy.
Meow.
Yeah, there you go. Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount, Illinois. Reach out to him for all your insurance needs.
Who might be?
What's that? Dustin Ehler in Fairmount?
Yeah, that's why I want to let people know who he is.
Oh, I let in with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you take a nap or
no? I must not hear it because your thing's not on. I don't know who.
I don't know.
Well, here we go.
And honestly, I don't know how good those headsets work. So you know that might have been into it. Okay, now you can take off with baseball.
Oh, okay,
if you'd
like. So we can get back to baseball now.
I think it's time.
Okay, it's time to go to the scores for WITY Radio and the baseball, high school baseball of the world. IHSA Regional, again, Milford at Milford, GCMS 4, the Milford Bearcats 2, Armstrong Potomac Regional, Salt Fork Storm 2, Armstrong Potomac.
I get the vibe that was probably a pretty good game there. Salt Fork having a great year. You know Armstrong always comes out and brings a fight no matter what their record is. And, of course, a good rivalry there within the VVC. I think it's not talked about as much because of them being on different sides of the county, but... baseball wise, that's a pretty good matchup to have in the postseason. I think you know that probably would have been one to go to.
Well, you're right, and I think it's interesting because you know I don't know how many people know the rule changes. If your guy pitches on Wednesday, you can't pitch on Saturday, and mm-hmm. Which is interesting, I think. But we go to Class 2A at Westville BHR, and a big surprise, 4-3 over the Westville Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Du Bois. Really pitched a very good game in that one and get them into the championship, or excuse me, the sectional round. At Unity, the Rockets 8, the St. Joe Ogden Spartans 3, which is a little bit of a surprise. But at Paris, St. Anthony's 10, the Marshall 0. In Indiana, you had Faith Christian, Attica Council, Liberty Christian, Attica Council, Terre Haute South at Park Heritage Council, Terre Haute North 10, South Vermillion in 5-0. Riverton Park 7, Sullivan, Indiana 5, Clinton Prairie, Seager canceled. Ben Central 10, Attica 1, IHSA Sectionals, Class 1A, Arcola, at Arcola, GCMS 3, Mount Pulaski 1, Arcola, Salt Fork, The Storm 10, Argenta, Orienta 0. Well, features now Salt Fork and GCMS going on this morning.
Yeah.
At Class 2A, Millikan University, Monticello Sages 3-1 over the BHRA, Blue Devils 1. Everybody tells me it was a great game. Kamelik, who's going to Kankakee, pitched a very good game. Of course, Monticello's has been on a roll here. Millikan University, Unity to Rockets 6, Norman U High 4, IHSA Regionals 3A, Rantoul at Rantoul, Muhammad Seymour 10, the Danville Vikings 0, IHSA Sectional, that's Indiana. Class 1A, Riverton Park, Covington 16, Attica 13, at Riverton Park 1A, Riverton Park 10, Faith Christian nil in six innings, South 2A, South Vermillion, Park Heritage 6, North Putnam 0, IHSA Sectionals, Class 2A, South Mont, Park Heritage 4, South Mont nil, Class 2A, South Vermillion, Greencastle 6, South Vermillion 4, Class 2A, Lafayette, Central Catholic, the Seager Patriots 4, Western Boone 1. Today, IHSA Sectional Championships, Class 1A, Arcola, at Arcola, GCMS, as I mentioned, against Assault Fort mm-hmm. Storm. Class 2A, Monticello, oh, there's
that's going to be a banger of a matchup there.
Yeah, Monticello and the Unity Rockets.
There's two like that today in 2A. There's, of course, that one there over at Milliken, which is a wonderful facility to watch baseball. They had it there last year whenever we went over with Westville. I think Bismarck made a run over there last year, too. But down in Totopolis today, the good old-fashioned rivalry, the Catholics, St. Anthony, and Totopolis getting together for high school postseason baseball. And you knew that was coming to that.
Both teams have fall baseball.
Both teams have. So, yeah, the National Trail Conference has fall baseball. Totopolis kept baseball in the fall because they don't play football, and they're an independent now. Okay. But still a great rivalry celebrated, or that. Three miles between the schools, 4 miles between the schools, and of course has been a well hated rivalry. It's a Giants Dodgers type rivalry, a Cubs White Sox type rivalry that there they have there, and of course usually plays out on the basketball court. But both really solid baseball programs and have been for years as well. It gets overshadowed, I think, by the round ball, but you've got and in recent years softball has been a pretty good rivalry between those two teams that they've played.
Girls basketball has been pretty good too.
Girls basketball, yeah. St. Anthony rose up in girls basketball. There was a time in my lifetime, even my post high school lifetime, tell you how old I am, that St. Anthony did not have girls basketball, but they have built a pretty nice program over the last quarter century here. And they're doing some things there. The athletic program does great, of course. Legendary golf program, lots of state titles from Phil Zaccari being that head coach there. But St. Anthony Totopolis, for baseball fans, if you can't make it out to any of the other games today, or if you want to just maybe take a little bit of a road trip to go check out some good baseball, that should be a good one here. And that's going to start at the top of the hour.
Well, you got IHSAA Sectional, that's in Indiana, Riverton Park 1A, Covington versus Riverton Park 1A, Riverton Park North Vermillion versus Fountain Central Mustangs, Class 2A, Lafayette Central Catholic, Benton Central Bison versus Lafayette Central Catholic CC, and then Class 2A, Lafayette Central Catholic, Delphi versus the Seager Patriots. This week, IHSA Super Sectionals, Class 1A, Illinois Wesleyan will be the winner of GACMS, and the Salt Fork versus Hayworth and Lexington. They're another great rivalry, Hayworth mm-hmm. and Lexington.
Yep.
And go back to Salt Fork GCMS, and that's a football.
That was a football matchup in the postseason, if you folks remember.
If I'm not mistaken, that GCMS, Hayworth, and Lexington all in the same league.
I think so. Yeah, they're all over in that span between Bloomington and Champaign.
Right. And yep. Joe Hagman next year will be the head football coach at Tremont, which is in that same league.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little trivia for all you people out there that you're smiling, Bird Dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, and we talked off air, his brother over there at Leroy. So
he's a softball coach. Yeah. Exactly. IHSA Super Sectional, I just mentioned that one. IHSAA Sectional Championship, Riverton Park. Covington, Riverton Park winner versus North Vermillion, Fountain Central winner, Class 2A, South Vermillion at South Vermillion, Park Heritage versus Greencastle, Class 2A, Lafayette Central Castle, Seager, Delphi winner versus Lafayette CC and Benton Central, and then it becomes IHSA state finals coming up.
It should go noted there because of that 1A Riverton Park sectional championship matchup there, where that's going to end up, that guarantees at least one more week of spring high school sports that we'll be talking about next week, just because of how it shakes out. We'll still have teams that are in it before it's said and done. We got the all area teams. So we got baseball all conference, and we've got the county for Iroquois County. So first team honors for VVC baseball. You have Cameron Steinbaugh, senior at Westville, Cruz Dubois, junior at BHRA, senior Chase Harrison at Oakwood, Ben Johnson, a sophomore at Westville, Jameson Rimley, a senior at Salt Fork, Caden Kelemenick, which Coach just mentioned, has been on the bump a lot this season for the BHRA Blue Devils. He's a senior. Sophomore Traxton Roberts at Armstrong Potomac. Par four, Pedro Rangel over at Salt Fork. He's a senior this year. He's going to be an athlete, I think, at there again. It's going to leave a little bit of a hole in the program at Salt Fork. And then, of course, knowing that he was a really good wrestler, that Oakwood Salt Fork team, going to miss him. Senior Chaz Dubois, BHRA. Junior Ryan Edwards at Armstrong. You had Ryland Pfeiffer at Iroquois West. He was a senior. Jace Latos, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. He's a junior. Milford, senior Caleb Clouture, who's been a great athlete for them in multiple sports. Westville juniors Easton Barney and Matt Darling round out the first team. Of course, that's a great nucleus that's going to be coming back for Joe Braza's squad. Second team, Bryson Marchinko of Oakwood, a senior James Newell of Watseka, Aiden Frericks, a junior at Milford, junior Cole Miller at Hoopston area, Mario Andrade at Iroquois West, he's a senior this year, Watseka senior Andrew Shoemaker, Schlarman junior Miles Crosby, Milford senior Bo Wright, Iroquois West sophomore Owen Harkey. The honorable mention team for VVC baseball, Izzy Alvarez at Iroquois West, he's a senior. Senior Dylan Judy at Hoopston area. Sophomore Chance Quick at Westville. Sophomore Riley Heck at GRFC. Joa Henricks, freshman at Sista Park. Liam Billings, junior at Schlarman. Quinn Starkey, senior at Watseka. Anderson Thomas, senior at PHRA. Colt Halpin, senior at Milford. Xander Wilson, a freshman at Oakwood. Carter Freeman, sophomore at Armstrong Potomac. And Pedro Rangel, that's par five, freshman at Salt Fork, not to be confused with par four. Because there's multiples. 2025 All Iroquois County baseball team, Sista Park, represented by Joa Henricks, Dream Renteria, and Blake Chandler, by Henricks and Renteria. Clifton Central had Blake Chandler, Braden Meats, and Derek Meyer. Iroquois West had four on the team, Izzy Alvarez, Mario Andrade, Owen Harkey, and Ryland Pfeiffer. Milford added Caleb Clouture, Aiden Frericks, and Bo Wright. Watseka had James Newell, Andrew Shoemaker, and Quinn Starkey. Finishing out the baseball records for the year, for now anyway, we'll fill in next week, but the good majority of the folks on the Illinois side done. St. Joe Ogden ends their season 32-4, Westville 22-6. Salt Fork still alive today. They take their 22-7 record in against GCMS. You have the rest of them on the Illinois side done. BHRA 20-10, Oakwood 17-15, Milford 17-16, Armstrong Potomac 13-9, Parrish 12-17, Iroquois West and Watseka each 11-15. Hoopston area 9-19, Schlarman 5-13, Heritage 5-19, GRFC 5-21, Sista Park, Christ Lutheran 4-18, Danville 3-25. On the Indiana side, a lot of teams going to be getting eliminated either today or this week just by the virtue of that they're playing each other. It'll be Park Heritage 17-8, Riverton Park 16-9. Covington 15-9, Seeger 15-10, all still alive. South Vermilion ends their season at 12-14. Yeah, Benton Central today, they play 6-17, Fountain Central 6-18. Attica ends their season 4-19-1, North Vermilion 2-20. So you have five of the nine Indiana teams were under 500, which about shakes out about right. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of our 16 teams in Illinois that shake out with a losing record. So about half and half. I think that's kind of where you would like it. It's going to be skewed quite a bit differently on the girls' side, but you have some teams there that the middle this year, and I know we've maybe touched on that a time or two, Coach, the middle of the pack wasn't as big. It was either you had teams you could get hot and go this year, or you just stumbled out of the gate and just kind of drug by your leg the rest of the way.
Well, I think it's interesting, as I've been from this area for a long time, how both baseball and softball have expanded with facilities,
mm-hmm.
with their schedule. You know, they don't just play, Salt Fork just doesn't play Armstrong Potomac two or three times.
Sure.
They expand, they go other places and play and they may go across the border, they may go down in the Effingham area and play, or they may go up in the Bloomington area.
Yeah.
So sometimes these records are, I wouldn't say they're deceiving, but I think they're a little bit different than we see in basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think they tend to try to get as many games in with different competition. And, of course, obviously the weather has something to do with that. I mean, you'll see games canceled because, you know, and if it's not a conference game, they're probably not going to reschedule.
No. And yeah, you're exactly right. The conference games you got to make up, you got to schedule. But those are also the teams that you have a little bit better beat on their nuances,
right?
And how they
prepare. It's a conference, and the region. They're gonna your seating are gonna have something to do with the region. They're gonna look at that also. So,
mm-hmm.
And I tell you, springtime for athletic directors and coaches and fans is a tough time because you never know, you know, what the weather's gonna do for you. And my heart goes out to those ADs because, you know, and I've seen this happen while I was involved in it. You may have a softball game that day and a baseball game, and a lot of times in that league, that's what they do. You know, if Milford's traveling, they're going to take the softball team and the baseball team in a conference game. And all of a sudden, the official calls and says, hey, I've got a problem, and it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I do, you know, we've talked about this. We just want to mention for those coaches and those ADs, it's tough. And mm-hmm. same way, you know, how do you get a hold of somebody right away?
Yeah.
That's always an issue. And, you know, we've seen this in basketball where, you know, there's been games where, you know, we want to have three officials, mm-hmm. but
we have to bring somebody out of mothballs there.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Switching gears to this high school softball. You got those scores, right?
Should
be in the next.
Just give me a second here.
Yep.
I get
caught up here.
Well, I got caught up. I got thinking about those, and I had to mention something about the ADs because they're the unsung heroes in a lot of this. Well, obviously with parents and so forth, but not enough credit goes to those guys or ladies, may be the case.
Yep.
Softball will start off IHSA Regional Championships Class 2A St. Joe Ogden. At St. John, Normal U High 5, the Westville Tigers 2, IHSA AA Sectionals, Class 1A, Riverton Park, Fountain Central Mustangs 9, Faith Christian 5, Southmont, at Class 2A Southmont Sectional. You got to remember, we're going to do this again, in Indiana it's Sectionals, mm-hmm. then Regionals, and so forth. All right, Southmont, Greencastle 2, South Marion 1, Class 2A, Rossville, Indiana, okay, it's on the other side of Lafayette. Delphi, I want to say they're the Oracles.
The Oracles, yeah.
9, the Seager Patriots, 2. IHSA Sectional, Class 1A, Argentina Oriana, Arcola, the the Riders, 2, Salt Fork, nil. IHSA Sectionals, 1A, that's in Indiana again, Riverton Park, 1A, Covington, 13, North Marion Falcons, 1. At 5, Riverton Park, 15, Attica, 1. At Rossville 13, Benton Central Bisons 1. At Southmont 2A, Greencastle 4, Park Heritage 3, IHSA Regional Class 3A at Rantoul, the Muhammad Seymour 2. Danville, give them all they want with 1. IHSA Sectional, again back in Indiana, Class 1A, Riverton Park, Lafayette Central Catholic 8, the Fountain Central Mustangs 2. Class 1A, Riverton Park, 12, Covington Trojans won in five innings. Last night, sectional championships, Class 1A, Riverton Park. Riverton Park 6, Lafayette Central Catholic 1. Riverton Park's got it going.
Yeah, they do.
IHSA regional championship, Clinton Perry at Riverton Park.
Absolutely.
You got the conferences.
We got records. Let's get the conferences in here. VVC all-conference first team, Addison List of Milford. We knew she was going to be on there. She, of course, had a great softball season again and also had a good showing at state track last weekend. Lily Kiesel of Westville, Salt Forks Morgan Russell, Irene Rangel of Oakwood. You had Ava Acton, BHRA, Alexa Jameson, Salt Fork, Lanny Gonzer. To the Gonzer family. They didn't put pronunciations on these. Out of Westville, Watsika's Sarah Parsons, Westville's Peyton Sabalowski, Oakwood's Bella Bradford, Armstrong Potomac's Tinley Parkerson, Westville's Dalen Zoyer, Hoopston area's Maddie Barnes, Salt Fork's Carly McGee, and BHRA's Emma Schlotto. On the second team, Armstrong's Ashlyn Ackerman, Eva Ronto of BHRA, Cammie Muling, Milford. I mean, this tells you the second team is quality here. Just tells you just how many really good players they had on the first team, because I know Ronto and Muling down the stretch were pretty tough to hit on if you were facing either BHRA or Milford down the stretch. Watsika had Krista Holohan. Salt Fork's Ava Ringstrom, AP's Acacia Gernitz, Hoopston area's Macy Warner, Iroquois West's Amelia Sharp, and Samantha Donovan of Oakwood Schlarman Co-op. Honorable mention this year, L.L. Jameson of Armstrong Potomac, Ellie Tittle of BHRA, Chrisman's Taylor Jones, GRF's Aniston Tony, Hoopston area's Addison Kelnhofer, Iroquois West, Nevaeh Medina, Milford's Lily Harris, Oakwood Schlarman Co-op's Gracie Hanner, Salt Fork's Brylin Barnett, Watsika's Noel Schroeder, it's one of those two, and Westville's Jasmine Bennett. We do have the all-county list. Many of those girls also made the all-county list from the all-conference team. So I won't go through everybody's name here, but the ones that didn't get all conference that did make it to all county include Taylor Valangin of Westville. She made it to the first team. Lainey Cook of Westville also made it first team. And then the special mentions, Chloe Stevenson of GRF, Peyton McComas of GRF, Gracie Hanner of Oakwood, which I think she was on the honorable mention of the conference. You had Brylin Bennett. Yeah, Brylin Barnett. She made special mention. Then honorable mention down at the bottom, BHRA's Gentry Elson. Hoopston area's Viviana Zamaripa. Cadence Krause of GRF. Cadence Vermillion of Oakwood. Bella Kurtenbach of Salt Fork. Also getting some love from the county on the all-county girls softball team. Iroquois County softball team. Milford's Addison List tops the list. Sydney Jamar of Central, Sarah Parsons Watsika, Iroquois West Amelia Sharp, Raven Perkins of Central, Krista Holohan of Watsika, Cammie Muling, and Lily Harris of Milford, Kyla DeWitt, a freshman at Iroquois West, Bailey Heineke at Donovan, along with her teammate Layla Lou Walters. Watsika's Noelle Schrader, you had Emily Ponton of Central, Abigail Newcomb of Watsika, Jocelyn Levica of Milford, and Central's Ella Ponton. That is the girls' softball accolades here. One quick run through the records, and we got ABC Sports.
I got
Sports
that one. Westville at the top, 28-6. Salt Forks Torn, 26-5. St. Joe Ogden, 23-13. Milford System Park, 15-10. Oakwood Schlarman, 15-10-1. Armstrong Potomac, 14-13. BHR, 13-17. Paris, 12-19. Danville, 11-14. Watsika, 11-14. Iroquois West 11-15, Hoopston area 9-12, Crescent 3-12, Georgetown Rich Farm 3-19, and Heritage Academy 0-20, Riverton Park in Indiana 25-4, Seager Patriots 10-18, 9-15 for Covington, 8-11 for South Vermillion, Park Heritage 8-17, Benton Central 7-20, North Vermillion 6-13, Attica 6-15, and the Fountain Central Mustangs 6-18.
And you did it in two breaths, which is pretty impressive there, Coach. Riverton Park, the lone team, still have a season, by the way.
One quick thing about softball. We don't want to mention Barry Bauer. He is retiring, not from softball, but from teaching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I know that there were still some up in the air as to what his post-career plans were. But if he's staying, hey.
Well, that's what he told me at the IBCA Hall of Fame banquet and coaches award deal. So, yeah.
Going to take a lot more, right?
I don't know. He didn't say about being the AD, but I know he's going to retire.
He had an interesting season. The softball girls, of course, a little rough and tumble there at times, but they finished strong. It had a nice run towards the end of the season to bring them back into the mix there. And I know that they were knocking off some teams by the time it was said and done. I don't know if he had some girls that were maybe injured or maybe had a little rougher transition from basketball into softball. Sometimes that happens. Of course, he was also the girls' basketball coach, so yeah, he was making that transition with them. So we're up against ABC Sports World. When we come back, we'll have all the other sports all in the postseason when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Good morning. This is Chris Lewis. All the stars in a World Series rematch, the series of the season so far in L.A., Dodgers and Yankees, and the stars lived up to the hype. First inning home run by Aaron Judge, followed up by a response by Shohei.
Into his windup, kicks and deals. First pitch swinging, hit in the air. Well, to left center field. Did you? Shohei Ohtani ties it in a blink.
Out on AM 570 LA Sports. So the superstars delivered. In the end, the Dodgers edge the Yankees 8-5. They come from behind with four runs in the sixth inning. Shohei Ohtani, two home runs in the game. He went 2-for-5 with two long balls. Aaron Judge also 2-for-5 with his first inning homer. Mets beat the Rockies 4-2. Brewers topped the Phillies 6-2. It was the Red Sox 5. The Braves 1. Astros walk it off against the Rays, winning it 2-1. Took extra innings for the Twins to beat the Mariners 12-6. That in 10. Tigers, they've won 5 in a row by beating the Royals 7-5. Red 6, Cubs 2. And the Rangers topped the Cardinals 11-1. Orioles 2, White Sox 1. Giants shut out the Marlins 2-0. To the WNBA. Sabrina Ionescu, large for the Liberty, as they finished the Mystics 85-63. The Aces beat the Sparks 96-81. The Connecticut Sun get their first win of the season by knocking off the Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark. Final of that was 85-83. And the Minnesota Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 74-71.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
As a trusted leader in the restoration industry, ServPro of Vermilion County provides specialty recovery services for water, fire, storm, and mold damage. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077. ServPro like it never even happened.
The mission of Step Recovery Center in Danville is to empower recovering people to grow and become productive members of society. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, reach out by calling 217-597-9653 or emailing steprc@yahoo.com.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chatting Coach back with you. Coach, we got boys track and field wrapping up this weekend.
There we go, 400 meters, 7th place, Landon Desmonet from Seeger, 1,600 meters, Nathan Odell from Seeger. I was 11th, Discus, 15th, Isaac Max from Seeger.
We should note that this is a boys' regionals over boys on the regional. Indiana side. I'm sorry. No, you're fine.
Plainfield. In Plainfield, you had 12th place, David Lacey from Park Heritage, 1,600 meters, Camden Shields from Park Heritage, 4x400 relay, 15th place for South Vermillion. Then long jump, 12th place, Cade Mabry from Park Heritage, Discus, 14th place, Lane Milner from South Vermillion, IHSA Boys State Finals, area's top 10 finisher, 1,600 meter preliminary, 6th place, Nathan Young, Oakwood, 4x400 meter preliminaries. Oakwood, 2nd place with Tess Lucas, Tyus, Jacob Rubb, Jonathan Priez, and Connor Smith. Discus preliminaries, 2nd place, Maddox Stein. Boy, I tell you, Soft Forks had some great throwers, and he's a young one. He's a good one. Class 2A discus preliminaries, Brandon Olonikic from St. Joe Ogden.
Close enough.
Close enough. Reminds you of the basketball player, the pro player. Pole vaulter preliminaries, 9th place, Jack Ware. St. Joe, Class 3A, Thursday, 200 preliminaries, DeMario Jackson. As in 4th, 200 preliminaries, 7th place, DeMario Jackson. Pole vault preliminaries, 8th place, Matthew Sherman from Danville. Today, IHSA State Finals at Eastern Illinois. And IHSA State Finals, that's in Indiana, in Indianapolis, the greatest amateur sports capital of the world.
Yeah.
Girls track and field, IHSA State Finals, area top 10, 2A, 800 meters, 8th place, Savannah's Friends in, from St. Joe. 3A, 4x100 meter relay, 8th place, Danville's. Esther Parker Brown and Conway, all in that relay team.
Not a law firm, by the way.
No. IHSAA Regionals at Ben Davis, 400 meters, 16th. Emily Adams, Riverton Park, 3,200 meters, 15th place. Isabella Torch at South Main, Lafayette Jefferson, 100 meters, 8th place. Braley Hoagland, Fountain Central, 400 meters. Braley Hoagland, 11th, 1,600 meters, 11th place. Maria Fraz from Seeger. Sorry about that one. 3,200 meters, 12th place, Adria Austin, and 13th place, Meyer Frosch, and 4x100 relay, Ben Central is 15th. Long jump, 2nd place, Braley Hoagland from Fountain Central. Shot put, 6th place, Isabella Edney from North Vermillion. Discus, 10th place, Sophia Zarat at Mountain Central. You got tennis.
It should be noted before we jump in there, Braley Hoagland. She's advancing to state, though, which will be next Saturday over there in the Indiana side for their state finals there. Very good athlete.
Seventh.
Yep. Boys tennis, IHSA sectionals that won a Mount Zion last weekend. You had a pairing for Paris that did pretty well. We'll start with the singles action. Eli Brinkerhoff of Paris knocked off Avery Tutwiler of Casey Westfield in straight sets. Casey Westfield's other participant also lost in the other semifinal to Ben Walker Mount Zion. That would have been Kellen Sullivan. He lost in straight sets. So it would set up the all Casey Westfield third place. Sullivan beat Tutwiler 7-5, 6-4. Championship Ben Walker of Mount Zion knocks off Eli Brinkerhoff of Paris 7-6 with the four there and 6-1. You had second place finish at state for the regional championship, I should say, for Eli Brinkerhoff. Congratulations on that. On the double side, the pairing of Kennedy and Schultz of Charleston knocked off Milner and Thirrell of Paris in straight sets. That would set up a third-place matchup with Casey Westfield's Wade Winnett and Alex Hancock, which Milner and Thurl would lose that as well, so they finished fourth at regionals. But by virtue of placing in the top four, both those teams would make it to the state finals. Brinkerhoff would lose his opening set with Patrick Nobby of Waterloo in straight sets. Then he would win his first-round consolation over Mark Mattson of Hillsborough in straight sets before running into Urbana Uni High's Swapnil Kumar and losing in straight sets there. On the double side, Milner and Thurl lost their two matchups. They would lose the first-round matchup to Krish Khanna and Arjun Sawhney of Chicago University, and then lose the first-round consolation matchup to Samuel Paul and Owen Thurl of Marmion Academy. So congratulations on Stephen Eight's Paris Tigers boys tennis team having a nice little run at the end of the year. And, of course, having more of those state finals participants, always a good thing, a feather in the hat to the program. Girls tennis, IHSAA sectionals. Clinton Prairie knocked off Frankfurt earlier in the week. You had McCutcheon over Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger over Clinton Prairie. That set up McCutcheon's win in the championship over Seeger. You had Seeger's, let's see here. So they had they're getting a nice little run there early on and throughout the season there for Josh Orhood's squad. Fountain Central came up short against Brebeuf? Is that how you pronounce that? Brebeuf, Jesuit? Are you familiar with that? I'm getting the 9 mile stare.
Brebeuf, my friend.
Brebeuf, okay.
Brebeuf.
There we go. All right.
Great player. Played Indiana. I'll let you figure it out later.
Oh, yeah. That's going to narrow it down for me. Singles at Lebanon individual sectionals. You had Covington's Mala Bridwell losing in straight sets to end her season. She lost to Laurel Buttrick of University. Is it J.C. McLean or Jackie McLean of South Vermilion? She knocked off International School of Indiana's Veronica Sabau straight sets before coming up short later in the week to University's Laurel Buttrick. Laurel Buttrick just wrecking everybody. In doubles, you had the tandem of Peyton Brown and Addison Stroyer for Covington. They would knock off Western Boone's Janie Ransom and Olivia Smith in straight sets. They would come up short in the next round to Park Tudor's Emmeline Harris and Marissa Bingey. That is where we sit for girls tennis. Boys golf. Last weekend, West Lafayette invite won by Zionsville. Benton Central placed 16th, Fountain Central 17th. Didn't get a result on Attica's golf this week with either Clinton Prairie or with West Lafayette. You had Lafayette Central Catholic shooting a 158. That was 12 strokes better than Benton Central in a duel. Park Heritage also shooting a 158 to knock off Fountain Central, had 176, and Seeger, who had 187. South Vermilion wins a quad, 4 strokes better than Covington, 8 strokes better in Life Academy, and 21 strokes better than Riverton Park. You had what looks like a bigger meet there. It was maybe they played 18 holes. McCutcheon, 306, Park Heritage, 320, North Montgomery, 324, and Western Boone, 378. This week, you've got Wabash River Conference meet, and then you go to IHSAA sectional action. Turning our attention now, we've got the Prospect League. Well, let's take our last break. We'll come back. We'll knock out all the other stuff. Does that sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, let's do it. This is your Saturday Sports Connection. We'll be back in a moment on WITY, WITYradio.com and the app. Presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
As a trusted leader in the restoration industry, ServPro of Vermilion County provides specialty recovery services for water, fire, storm, and mold damage. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077. ServPro like it never even happened.
The mission of Step Recovery Center in Danville is to empower recovering people to grow and become productive members of society. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, reach out by calling 217-597-9653 or emailing steprc@yahoo.com.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook, Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach in the studio. Prospect League open Tuesday night. Danville knocks off Terre Haute, and extras went to 10, and the final score 3-2. Lafayette doubled up, or not doubled up, they blew out Champion City 14-3-7. You had the Rex knocking off Lafayette the next night 4-2. Danville and DuBois County was postponed to July due to wet conditions. Then you had DuBois County the next day on Thursday knock off Danville 13-3-7. Lafayette over Champion City 6-1. Chillicothe over Terre Haute 12-2. Last night's action, Danville comes up short against Springfield 7-3. Terre Haute knocks off Chillicothe 12-4. Lafayette over Champion City 10-6 tonight. Danville at Lafayette. Springfield hosts Terre Haute this week. Lafayette at Champion City. Lafayette will also go to Normal at Danville twice, and then back home against Champion City. The Dans will be at Normal this week. And then host Champion City. We'll host Lafayette twice, and we'll travel to Alton. Well, Terre Haute, the Rex, they will host DuBois County. They'll host Springfield. They'll travel to Cape Girardeau, take on the Catfish. They will go to Normal, and then they will return home against the Thrillville Thrillbillies, or whatever they call it. Is it the Thrillville
Hillbillies?
Is it Hillbillies or Thrillbillies?
You got me.
Yeah, let's see here. It is the Thrillville Thrillbillies. They're based out of Marion, Illinois. They play at least I think
can't
it's still called Rent One.
It can't be worse than the Danville Dirtbags, which are going to lead into East Illinois baseball.
Well, we've got the Quincy Doggy Paddlers now over in the Prospect League. So that's important that you definitely want to know.
Savannah Bananas? Is that Savannah Bananas? Or
kind of, yeah. So
Eastern Illinois Baseball League, can
well,
I read
hold
that?
Hold up. We're still talking Prospect League.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've got Lafayette with a 3-1 record open season. They're sitting on top of the Eastern Conference. You have the Dans at 1-2, the Rex at 2-2, all in the Central Conference. That's where it's at with prospects. Now you can dive in with that EIBL
Eastern Illinois
action.
Baseball League. While I'm doing that, why don't you look up and see how long that league has been going on, Chad? Maybe
it's
you know right away.
It's been a long time. We need Fred Croner in here for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there we go. Royal 9, Paxson 0. Royal 7, Paxson 0. Buckley 8, Danville Dirtbags 2. Buckley 5, Danville 1. Arcola with a bye this week. Buckley at Royal for 2. A doubleheader. Danville at Arcola for a doubleheader. Paxton with the bye, Senior
well,
American
well,
Legion.
Whoa. You're really rushing to get out of here, aren't you?
No.
So the IBL, the Paxton games, the Royal Pack, and what happened there was the Paxton forfeited those two games.
They
didn't have enough players, so they had it as a nine inning victory and a 7-inning victory, and that's where they get those nice.
I know. Okay. You're usually very efficient by saying the forfeits and so forth.
Well, yeah, but I found that information later after we've already posted the scores.
Okay.
So
I'll forgive you on this one.
But there should also be noted that we have a name change with one of the venues. It's not the Dirtbags, by the way.
Okay.
Arcola is now no longer known as the Riders. They are now the Arcola High Power. And they will take the field tomorrow against the Dirtbags of Danville.
The Dirtbags have kept their name?
The Dirtbags have kept their name. And, of course, along with the Giants, the Dutch Masters, and the Swedes, okay, which are staples of the league. Then you have the Dirtbags of Danville and the Arcola High Power.
Really? All right. Senior American Legion Baseball. Oh, my gosh. The Yard Goats at Danville.
And then you've got the Yard Goats.
Oh, my gosh. What 210. Here we go. Junior American Legion Baseball. Danville Post 210. Gold at Taylorville. Round Robin.
Yep, that's today and tomorrow.
This week, Danville posts 210 gold at Taylorville Round Robin, and Danville posts 210 at Tuscola, posts 27. Danville posts 210 hosts the Atwood Memorial Tournament.
That is going to be at home now to Carl Gruber next weekend. A couple of notes, extra notes here for the week. Quite a bit of it around the Dans with the opening game win. Dans manager Eric Coleman officially becoming the winningest manager in Prospect League history, 345. Congrats to Eric Coleman, all-around good guy, and, of course, has done very, very well with that Dans program. Jeannie Cook, Mitch Moreland, both tied to the Dans, now both tied to the Prospect League Hall of Fame. Of course, Jeannie, the one of the controlling partners and the managing partner of the league, GM. Mitch Moreland, Major League Baseball player, won a championship with the Boston Red Sox. Also spent significant time in the major leagues with the Texas Rangers. I believe he had like a 12 or 15 year career and started quite a bit in that that career. Was a first baseman for a long time, did some DHing. He was part of that 05 Dans squad. But they are member 7 and 8 for the Prospect League Hall of Fame that had their introductory class last year. So congrats to them. We also have, I thought I had one other item here.
Well, while you're doing that, Trent Sherfield, we want
to
mention
that's
him.
What it was. We were going to go back to talk about Trent Sherfield. However, I don't have that information with me. You do, though, I
Well,
think.
He as I've read and heard, he has donated money to build an athletic facility for Danville High School students, a training facility, which is great, please. I want to say he is with the Broncos, but I'd have to go back.
He is now with. Let me see who he's with. He's
come
went
back.
Around a little bit. Yeah. He was with the Vikings, I thought.
Well, he's done stuff. He's done camps with the kids. He's done. Actually, he's doing something with.
You're right. He is now with the Broncos. He previously played for the Vikings, had extensive time with the Bills and Dolphins, played with the Niners a little bit, and came into the league with the Cardinals.
Well, he's doing a football camp for the boys, but he's also doing one for the ladies in the morning. And I don't have the dates right in front of me, but he is doing both. So he's come back and give to his community.
Something that we didn't mention last week that will squeeze in here towards the end, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association announced that they've got their annual All-Star Game roster slated for June 7th. Pontiac High School is where that's going to be contested. And looking for local folks that are going to be tied up. Armstrong's James Huizinga or Huizinga.
Huizinga.
They pronounce it Huizinga here. They pronounce it Huizinga down in Miami. That's where Wayne Huizinga was. He's part of the 1A, 2A South team that is coached by Phil Liebeflora. Good guy there. Has been long-standing coach down in the Flora area. You have, I don't see too many other names I'm familiar with the schools on that list. The girls action, Arcola's Casey Sisk, Tuscola's Ava Boyer from the area on that, along with Watsika's Megan Martin on the 1A, 2A South list. I don't see any Danville folks on the 3A, 4A list, but... But I will say the coaching staff of Sista Park up there as well. Hey, we're up against the clock. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
WITY Denver.